Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Danielle McCartney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Thanksgiving morning, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartney, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 3 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Rami Lavi and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. So you call me up, you be part of the conversation. So, a couple things have happened over the past, I don't know, a couple hours. Justin Fields can't believe he was benched. And then the Blue Jays and Scott Boris and Dylan Cease have set the starting pitching market, yes, before the start of Thanksgiving. The Blue Jays are loaded with Dylan Cease for $210 million over the next 7 years. How does that impact the New York Yankees and the New York Mets moving forward? And yes, the Mets were the first team to make a big splash this winter, even prior to the Dylan Cease contract, free agent contract signing up in Toronto. And I've got a very pointed question for you. I wanted to open up tonight with a very direct question. And that is, for those who defend David Stearns to the death, and for those that give David Stearns the benefit of the doubt, no matter what, why? This week, David Stearns traded away one of the most beloved Mets. Of course, that's Brandon Nimmo. And, you know, prior to that, two others, Pete Alonso, Edwin Diaz, chose to opt out of their Mets contracts. And, you know, I kind of got lost in my thoughts about all this. And I'm just wondering why you defend David Stearns to the death. To me, he hasn't earned it in this town. Not yet, anyway. David Stearns has not earned it in this town just yet. Forget about what happened within the past week or two. My question is this. Why do you have this unwavering, blind confidence in defending the guy to the bitter end? Because I'm having a hard time understanding why he's earned that blind trust of yours. And probably even more important, the benefit of the doubt from you. Because to me, I see a guy who's made some pretty big mistakes around here in this large market, even with the richest owner in professional sports at his back. Mistake number one, let's go through them. Frankie Montas, let's rewind a bit. He pitched in exactly eight starts, over not one, but two seasons for the Yankees. I recommended against that signing too. At that time, right here on these airwaves. You know that. I never liked Frankie Montas. He can't pitch in New York. He's hurt all the time. And yet, two seasons later, David Stearns was probably the only one to ante up, I'm sure. 2 years? $34 million? I mean, what evaluation metric told you that he would do well as a Met? Not his 4.84 ERA from the previous season, right? Not his 4.71 FIP, fielding independent pitching number, from the previous season. Not his 89 ERA plus. I mean, right? I mean, Frankie Montas ended the 24 season in Milwaukee. And maybe, just maybe, David Stearns leaned on his old buddies for some bad information there. I don't know. But Frankie Montas, just a flat-out terrible signing by David Stearns. Oh, yes, Danielle, but he realized the mistake and he cut him. Duh. Don't you know anything about baseball? Yeah, so David Stearns and the Mets still have to pay him his $17 million for this season because he had a player option on the contract, which, of course, he opted into, and he's injured. So $17 million of Steve Cohen's money already spent this offseason is allocated to literally nothing. Great signing. Easily defensible, right? Come on. Mistake number two of David Stearns. Going into last season, everybody and their mothers knew pitching, both the starting rotation and the bullpen, needed help. And not just help, but like a major overhaul. Okay, so rewind to March. This was the Mets 2025 opening day rotation. Clay Holmes, new starter Clay Holmes, Tylor McGill, Griffin Canning, David Peterson, and Kodai Senga. Is this a postseason threat? I mean, seriously. David Stearns last winter was not shopping on Fifth Avenue. We'll just say it that way. He was not shopping in the big market aisle. We could say it that way too. Forget the free agent studs of last winter, Snell and Burns and Imanaga and Freed. All not Mets, by the way. In fact, David Stearns wasn't shopping at all for any starting pitcher, really, last winter. Actually, he chose not to bring back and re-sign Jose Quintana and Luis Severino, who, don't forget, Luis Severino said out loud that he wanted to come back for less money. David Stearns essentially said, by his actions, we're good. Now, I fully am aware that Luis Severino finished with a 4.54 ERA for the A's last season. I understand that. But there's more to that story if you are really paying attention. Because not only was Luis Severino vocal about that, he was also vocal about the Mickey Mouse minor league ballpark the A's are playing their home games in. Look at his home and away splits now with that information. ERA at home, 6.01. ERA away, though, 3.02. And that is too big of a difference to ignore. He's got a point. And then you look at Quintana, finished with a 3.96. That was in Milwaukee, which I compared that against the Mets rotation from last season, and that would have been fourth, a respectable fourth. But he signed for $4.25 million, and he gave the Brewers 131 and two-thirds innings pitched. That would have been third highest on the Mets last season. So if you're asking me, probably was worth it. And yet, David Stearns said no thanks on both of them. All of this is easily defensible. I mean, right? Come on. Mistake number three. Well, Cedric Mullins was the biggest upgrade at this summer's trade deadline for David Stearns. I mean, really? How good was that move? Well, We'll put it this way. Mullins is a free agent right now. He's no longer a Met. And the Mets starting center fielder as of this very moment, who David Stearns clearly thought wasn't good enough last year because he had to bring in Mullins, is Tyrone Taylor. That is, of course, as of now. So let me get this straight. Stearns traded three young arms for a rental Cedric Mullins, who hit 182 over 2 months last season for the New York Mets. All of this is easily defendable. I mean, right? Like, defensible, right? I mean, come on. And while we're at it, I'm being facetious there. And while we're at it, let's talk about the free agent center field market, too, oh, by the way. Bellinger, although he's listed as a left fielder, I think he's top dog here. Otherwise, you better start praying for Harrison Bader. And don't tell me it's going to be Kyle Tucker, because that guy has exactly 4 starts in center field in his career. He is a left fielder, period, full stop. Now, besides the 2025 trade deadline disaster, I urge you to go back even to the David Stearns 2024 deadline haul for the small market Mets. No longer on the team. Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek, Paul Blackburn, and Jesse Winker. Literally all of them, except for one of them. So those guys are all gone. Now there's one guy that he traded for, made a trade for that summer, who's still a Met. The rest of them, Maton, Stanek, the rest of them, they're all gone. The only one that remains is Brazoban, who the jury is still out on him. And all of this, right, is easily defensible. I mean, right? Come on. And now, inaccuracy number 5. I'm not going to call it a mistake, but it is certainly an inaccuracy. This line is my favorite. Danielle, stop it. Would you just stop? You don't know ball. David Stearns rebuilt the farm system for these Mets. How did you not know that? Well, if you really want to go there, you couldn't be more wrong. Not only did David Stearns inherit a major league team full of established veterans, David Stearns, the date he was hired, keep this in mind, October 2nd, 2023. And he also inherited a farm system too. I looked at the Mets' top 5 prospects. Stearns accounts for just one of them. And now we have to go back in time. There's a little history lesson here, recent history. Because Billy Epler, if you remember, he was the general manager before David Stearns, in case you forgot. Billy Epler was the one who traded Max Scherzer for Luis Angel Acuna, who was the number 71 prospect in baseball at the time. It was Billy Epler. Billy Epler traded Justin Verlander for Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford. That was Billy Epler.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
not David Stearns. Jet Williams, Jonah Tong. They were Billy Epler's picks in the first and in the seventh rounds of the 2022 draft. And yes, that is before Stearns' time in New York. Brandon Sproat, Nolan McLean. They were second and third rounders, respectively, in the July 2023 draft by, you guessed it, Billy Epler, before David Stearns was in New York. So what rebuilding of the farm do you speak of? Because four of the Mets' top five prospects right this very second are not because of David Stearns. David Stearns picked Carson Bench, who, you better believe it, I'm telling you right now, he is going to be given a very long leash this upcoming season. I'll tell you that right now. Because where does he play most of his time in the outfield? Well, center field. And of course David Stearns is going to push his guy. And it would not surprise me at the very least at all if you and I in the spring are talking about a Taylor Bench comparison to win the starting center field job. Remember this night. So to me, if you zoom out, it just feels like there's a lot of moving furniture around just for the sake of moving the furniture around. And I'm just sitting here and wondering. And the catalyst of that, of course, was the Nimmo Simeon trade, which we will discuss at length tonight. But I'm just sitting here and I'm wondering, for you who will fight to the very end for David Stearns, for you who gives the guy every benefit of the doubt at every juncture, my question to you again is why? 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan. Let's go right to the phones here. Let's go to Mark in Kings Park, New York. What's up, Mark?
Hey, so you kind of lost me a little bit with your monologue here. You're talking about the small market Mets.
Stearns.
I mean, it kind of feels, well, you're talking about the small market Mets with, you know, the way that Stearns is acting, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you really want to talk about who's like a small market, who feels like a small market team, it's the Yankees, talking about their expenses, all right? Our owner's not doing that. Our GM could go out and be as aggressive as he wants, and he is aggressive, okay? I think he did a terrific job.
Where?
I think he did a terrific job last year with Pete Alonso. A terrific job. People were like, oh, you have to give him all this money. There was no market, and we were bidding against him. He played it absolutely perfect. I don't buy the fact that he doesn't want Alonso back either. I don't.
So you were happy with your starting pitching rotation going into last season?
In the beginning of the year, I wasn't that terrible because Montas was our fifth starter. Like, it wasn't that terrible.
And, so I mean, you're not upset that you missed out on any of those Snell, Burns, Imanaga, Fried? Were the Mets even part of those conversations at all?
You know what? I was actually happy going into the year that they actually addressed the bullpen for once. Because you know what? Like, we've seen the last bunch of years that the bullpen, like, starting pitchers aren't going eight innings anymore. I mean, not going seven innings anymore. Most teams have their starters going five or six innings.
And Brazoban is the only guy left over in that 2024 trade deadline. I mean, Stanek's gone, Maton's gone. I mean, really? They addressed it. I'm sure he's moving around the furniture. Well, he addressed it.
Okay. So, like, going to your question, right? When last year started, right, and the Mets went out and they got AJ Minter, were you like, oh, that's terrible? No. Everyone thought that was a pretty good deal. Not for anything. Look, I know that last year's trade deadline looks like garbage. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not naive, right? But, I mean, if you watched any baseball shows anywhere,
I'm on them, pal.
It was the Mets. No, I realize that. I'm just saying that, like, I'm being facetious. I know that you're watching them. Like, I'm not trying to be offensive here. Like, I'm really not.
Okay.
I'm just saying that when people watched him, when your audience watched him, I watched him, you watched these shows, everyone was saying that the Mets won the trade deadline.
Which
year?
Which year was it?
Last year.
Last year. So
yeah, I mean, the Mets at the Cedric time Mullins, when they made all the trades,
Cedric Mullins being the pinnacle
piece. People weren't
piece?
Complaining about him.
What?
People were saying that he had some power. He had the ability to steal some bases.
Wasn't me.
That's exactly
the stealing of the bases.
Saying.
I did say talk about, but. That was
that
it.
Was a lot of people. I mean, he's hit for some power in the past with Baltimore. It's like he hasn't hit for any power. And he played good, and not with the Mets, he didn't, but he played good defense with Baltimore. People weren't like, oh, David Stearns had a terrible trade deadline. No one said that.
It was
I didn't
average.
One person say that.
No, I didn't either. It was average.
Right. I mean, I mean, most people thought that it was above average. I mean, maybe you didn't, but most people did.
So
to come and say after the fact that it was terrible, of course it was terrible. Everyone now knows it was terrible, but also when you trade prospects, you don't know about a trade for 4 or 5 years later. And that's a lot of sports. It's not just baseball.
All right. I'm getting lost in the sauce here. So you're defending him. Okay. You've admitted he's had two disastrous trade deadlines. He didn't go after any big market pitching names in last winter, knowing that they full well they needed to revamp that starting pitching rotation and still do. I'm just getting lost here.
Well, here's a question. Do you think David Stearns has a crystal ball? Yes or no?
Nobody does.
Okay, great. Now, so when he's making moves, all you can say is at the time, right, did it appear that he was doing a good job? And the answer was yes. In hindsight, did he have a tarp? Did he?
But doesn't that speak to the scouting department? I mean, you and me sitting here on the outside can say yes and no, but what about the scouting department? What about the numbers? What about the conviction within the front office? Like, don't they operate with more than you and I do?
The scouts are out here and they're saying, yes, okay, if we're getting a great St. Louis Cardinal, you know, closer, right? And he starts tipping the pitches, right? How exactly is a scout supposed to identify that before they make a trade? How? You can't. It's really? Impossible.
Really? Because I just watched a video of Saquon Barkley tipping whether it's going to be a run or a pass play pretty easily.
If he's not tipping pitches with the Cardinals and he comes to the Mets and he starts tipping pitches, how are the Mets supposed to do that?
You rectify it. You rectify it. You identify it and then you rectify it. That's coaching.
Right, and that's coaching. That's not David Stearns, though. You talk about the scouts. The scouts' job isn't to rectify it when they're with the major league team. They're there to identify it before he comes to the Mets, and he wasn't tipping pitches when he came to the Mets. So how is it the scouts' fault?
I mean, that particular instance is not. But I'm looking at the vast majority of misses here, Mark. There's a lot of misses here. What about Severino? What about Quintana? These guys could have definitely helped this rotation. And Severino wanted to take less money to do it. And then Stearns was like, "No, thanks." Like this is what I'm. These are other examples of and the rest of the things I talked about in the opening, like. I just don't understand the blind confidence you have in this guy. I just don't get it.
Listen, you also, I think, have to understand also a couple different things, right? Number one, right, is that the Mets last season were coming off of an incredible season. And to say that David Stearns had nothing to do with that.
He inherited how much of that team? Let's be honest
now. He inherited, but he also didn't kill the team either. Right?
He didn't do much.
Like he blew up what he
yeah, he didn't do much. Over. He came in and he was hunky dory. He let the ship sail into the night, and it took him however far. Now he put his marks on this team, and they missed the postseason.
So what's the question, right? Tyrone Taylor,
the starting center fielder for the New York Mets, as of right now.
He's been pretty solid, right? Like he was a contributor. He's been excellent defensively, right? He helped the Mets in 2024. And did I ever hear of him before he signed with the Mets? No.
He hits 220. Look, he hit 223 last season with two home runs.
I understand he hit 223, right? I was talking about 2024 when the Mets were going into the NLCS. He was definitely a contributor defensively.
He's hit 248 with seven home runs. The problem with the Mets was last season was the offense, and we'll talk about that coming up. It was the offense. They couldn't hit in the last September of last month and half of the season.
I am not arguing that in the least bit. And they also couldn't pitch. And they couldn't do anything.
Well, they couldn't pitch the whole year, but the collapse was due to the lack of hitting.
Yeah, but I think that it was also the lack of length in their starting rotation. I mean, come on, let's let's be
which
real.
Which, again, we're talking in circles here, which was not addressed. So I have to land the plane here. Are we going to agree to disagree on David Stearns, or are we going to find some sort of middle ground here, Mark?
I think that we're going to agree to disagree, because also Clay Holmes we're forgetting about, too. And I'm sure, and I'm blanking on, who was it? I'm just blanking on it. Guy that we got from the Angels that got hurt midseason. Griffin Canning.
Griffin Canning, yes.
I think that was a pretty good signing. Oh, I think that also turning around someone who was a complete failure on the Yankees in Clay Holmes, making him the starter, I think that was pretty good. Every general manager is going to have swings and misses. And David Stearns isn't beyond that, right? Just like you said, he doesn't have a crystal ball. He's gonna swing and miss.
So
he's also gonna hit.
Okay, so we're gonna agree to disagree here, and we're gonna agree to disagree and say that in my opinion, he's got more swings and misses than hits. You're gonna say the opposite, and we're gonna respectfully agree to disagree here, Mark.
Right, and let me just say just one really quick thing. And,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, Danielle, I actually really like you a lot, and so don't take this personally, please. Like, we could agree to disagree politely. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or not.
You know what, Mark?
Whatever.
While I have you, there's a lot of people on Mets Twitter that are very bold and very nasty, and I'm glad you're not one of them.
I'm sure. I actually got off Twitter, like, mind you, because we used to chat a bit on Twitter.
Oh, did we?
And no more Wilpons. I just got off. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I'm just boisterous and disagreeing with you. I'm trying to be polite.
Yeah,
and
you are. It's been fine. We're good. We're all good.
And so the what was I just going to say? What I was going to say is a big thing, I think, also with people that are trying to defend the Mets, right? Or I'm trying to defend David Stearns, mm-hmm. is that as a Met fan, right, there's been very, very few times where we've been actually really happy mm-hmm. with the Mets and the direction of the Mets.
Of course.
And whether or not it's David Stearns or not, there's a lot to be happy about with the Mets, because we have one of the best farm teams in baseball.
They have,
an owner that's going to spend money.
They have five prospects in the top 100.
Yeah.
And the owner that's going to spend money. And thanks for the caller, Mark. This is a great one to kick the show off tonight. But also, the Mets missed the postseason last season. They just spent almost $1 billion on one singular player. They won. And that doesn't go, by the way, to David Stearns. That was Hal Steinbrenner against Steve Cohen bidding like at an auction for Juan Soto. Steve Cohen won. And then they missed the postseason. That was a disaster. Objectively speaking, the Mets missing the postseason was a disaster last year after how that offseason went down with Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. Just kicking it off here. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on the Fan till 3 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.